Well, as you said, my name's Noah, and going to this camp was really great, and I just want to thank all of y'all for just giving to the youth department and allowing us to go, and I just want to thank the pastor and Brother Jesse for allowing us and taking us to go and for putting their time into it. And God's really spoken to my heart this week. Just I think every service my heart was touched, and it was just I had a burden for souls every single night, and I think God's really spoken to all of us, like every single one of us, about reaching souls and being the Christian that we should be, not inside church, not at camp, but outside in the real world, wherever you are. And I just want to be that better witness and testimony that I can be. And no matter where I am, I just always want to think about this person could be lost. And, you know, we kind of just stray from that. And so I would just pray that God will keep that rule in my life, and I'd ask you to pray for me and that I'd keep my decisions. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Samuel Ratledge, and God just really spoke to my heart this week, truly. Like Brother Jesse said, I honestly can say that over the 3 years I've been to camp, I think this one was the best one. It was just amazing just to see all those empty chairs of people getting saved. It was just amazing. And God just really used this week in my life. On the first night, Brother Skelly preached about how short life is, and it's just a vapor, and it's gone like that. And he just used that in my life because I can live for myself and be so worried about how I look to others, but I need to be more worried about how God looks through me. And I need to just use my life truly and honestly for him. And I just need to not be worried so much about how I look, but how God looks. And I just want to thank you all for all your prayers. It was big. God showed up big this week, and I just thank you all.
What's up? My name is Dayton, and I'd like to first and foremost just thank all of you for praying for me after all of these years. I remember the first time I had to get up here and give my testimony after camp, and just how nervous I was, and just thank you so much for praying for me. I ask that you please continue to do so. That way, please pray that I have more of a burden to want to serve the Lord, and that to see souls saved, and just be able to have the want and the desire to serve him, and to read my Bible, and to pray more. And just again, just thank you so much for all you've done for me over the years, and just thank you so much for praying for me. I'm so happy that I get to come to like the best church in Texas.
Hi, my name is Silas. One of the things God really spoke to my heart about was Pastor Skelly preached a message, and it was a say-so message. And one of the things he did was he got us out of our comfort zone and told everybody to get up and go find someone new in the camp that you haven't met or seen or haven't even talked to. Any of that really spoke to my heart. And so I got to sit with one of the guys, and he really spoke my heart. He got saved the first night of camp, which really spoke to my heart. And God really spoke to my heart about being a better witness. And that's it.
Hi, my name is Tyler Reed. And God spoke to my heart about one of the preachers spoke a message about what wilt thou have me to do. And in my life, I was thinking the same thing. What will he have me to do? And that just hit real hard in my life, and just every night just asking, what will he have me to do, and praying, and spoke to my heart about reading my Bible and getting deep into my devotional life. And the first night, a kid in my cabin got saved, and I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, a couple days later, he devoted his life to Christ, to full ministry, and he was just on fire. And that really hit hard on me, like how I go to church camp and I get all spiritual, and when I come here I don't stick with it. And it really spoke to me about wanting to keep my decisions and wanting to keep that. And that's it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dakota. This was my second year of camp, and God spoke to me just about being more of a Bible reading, more of a witness, because I don't think that I was reading my Bible as much as I should have been. My devotional life was not very strong at all. And I think God spoke to me more about reading my Bible and prayer life. And I thank you for all the prayers that y'all gave for this trip. We appreciate it. We pray for y'all and pray for us that we keep with our decisions. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Brandon, and this week at church camp has just been amazing. One of the things that God convicted my heart this week was during actually my own personal devotions is God spoke to my heart about being a children of a child of the light. You know, once we get saved, we come out of darkness and we are children of the light. And it's really convicted me. You know, am I really living how God wants me to live? And so I've made a decision to live more like a Christian. And I ask that you just pray for me and let us keep our decisions.
Hi, my name is Jeremiah, and I really enjoyed camp. It was a real blessing to me. It's the third time I've gone to camp. It was probably my most favorite time. One message of what Scott Pauley preached about, I say so. You had to be. It spoke to me about being more of a witness to more people I see, because we bump into people every day. We know, and you don't think about giving the gospel to them, but you realize that you're a child of God. You're supposed to glorify God, and that's part of being a witness. So that spoke to my heart, and I pray that you pray for me, help me to keep committed to my decisions and with everybody else, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Isaac, and camp was a huge blessing. While I was there, everyone was spoken to by the preaching. It was very great, and I want to thank you all for praying for us while we were there, and I want to thank Pastor and Brother Jesse and my parents for letting us go. And it just really spoke to the preaching really spoke to all of us, and I just I came home, and all the years I went to camp, they were always life affecting trips, and I don't want them to just be life affecting. I want them to be life changing trips. So I want to keep my decisions, and I just ask God that you would continue to pray for us so that we keep our decisions.
Hi, I'm Adam, and God really spoke to my heart about reading my Bible more and praying more and please pray for me to keep my decisions. And
my name's Landon. I'm the one with the mullet in the video. And God this week spoke to my heart about you never know when your death date is. So are you ready to die? And are you living your life for Christ?
Hi, my name is Anthony, and this was my first year at camp. And what God really spoke to me in my heart was that never let anything get between you and God. You always never put him in last place, always put him in first place. And please pray for me to help me read my Bible more and always put God in first place. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Brody Wiggins, and this is my first year to go to Southland, and it's really been a life-changing experience. God's really spoken to my heart this week that I need to be a better witness to other people, and one of the messages that really spoke to me was, if you only had 3 hours left, what would you change in your life? And that really spoke to me. And just pray for me, help me to keep my decisions, and thank you, Pastor and Brother Jesse and my mom and dad for letting me go, and thank you, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Micah, and God really spoke to my heart at camp about not making fun of those who are different than you. Even I catch myself doing that a lot. They pass by you, you kind of make fun of them, just keep on going on. But God really spoke to my heart about being nice to them and talking to them. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ricky. This is my last year at camp. It was one of the best ones I had. I've been going to camp with Heritage for about 4 years now. This is probably one of the best ones that we've been to, the best years that we were able to go to. There was a message that Brother Pauley preached, and he had said, what wilt thou have me do? And that message just really spoke to my heart, because now that I'm graduated, I'm on my own now, and I don't really know what I want to do yet. But it just really spoke to me that all I know is that I'm gonna follow God and the my whole life, and I'm not ashamed of it. And just that I gotta live every day to my fullest for Him, And just please pray for me just to be able to keep my decisions. And thank you.
I'm so nervous. I'm sorry. Well, hello. My name is Jimmy. I'm sorry, guys. Well, God has spoken to my heart every night, and what message spoke to my heart the most was when Brother Scott Pauley was talking about putting God first in your life and taking the next step. And if you don't put God first in your life, you're just taking a step back. And Tuesday night, I got assurance of my salvation, and I'd like to ask all of you guys to pray for this whole youth group to keep their decisions and be more faithful to God.
Hi, my name is Tristan, and I'm also a little nervous, Jimmy, so you're not the only one. And I don't know, I really love camp. This is my fourth year going, and this was the best time that I've ever had at camp. We have a great youth group, and I'm proud to say that. And we also have a great youth group. I'm sorry. But God really spoke to my heart about a lot of stuff. Just to be a better Christian and love people how the Lord came to earth and died for our sins and loved everyone. And just pray that I keep my decisions and all of us. And just thank you for sending us to camp. And thank you, Mom and Dad, for loving me, even though I'm a sinner. But just thank you for everything, guys. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Reagan, and this, I believe, was my fifth year at camp. And like everybody else said, this was one of the best years we have had. I think everybody could speak and say that. And one of the messages that Kurt Skelly preached while we were up there, or down, or over, wherever it was, one of the messages he preached was in James chapter 4, how our life could end any time. We don't have a set timer on when we're going to die. Nobody knows their death date. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be 2 minutes. Nobody knows. And in James chapter 4, it says that life is like a vapor. It appeareth for only a moment and then vanisheth away. So that really hit me. I mean, I want to live my life for Christ every moment I get, every chance I get, because I don't want to die and stand before God, and it'd be really, really sad to have nothing to show to him and say. And I just want you to pray for me as I get older to be a better leader to younger kids in our youth group. And I want you to pray for me that I make good decisions and things that are coming up in my life, such as college and what I want to do. Lord, and thank you very much for sending us to camp again.
Hello, everybody. My name is William, and this was my first time at camp. And we all had a very, very fun time. And all these messages that Brother Skelly and Scott Pauley preached spoke to my heart and really woke me up. And I realized that I have not been reading my Bible as much as I need to, and I want to take that next step in my life and read the Bible more. And if I notice somebody is not saved, I need to step up and go over to them and talk to them about Christ, because that's what we're here for. And there's too many people in this world that have not even heard the name of Jesus, and it breaks my heart and kills me to think that they're going to die and go to hell. And I just need help to stand up.
Hi. Sorry. Hi, I'm Aiden, and as a whole, all the preaching from Scott Pauley and Brother Skelly spoke to me as like a whole, and I feel like God's calling me into the ministry, and yeah.
Hello, my name is Shelby, and this week at camp was just really great, and one of the messages Brother Pauley preached about was just having a real relationship with God, and just really not just praying to him, because I know I have the habit of praying, but not reading my Bible as much as I should, and that's not a real relationship, and God is a jealous God, and he really wants to have a relationship with me, so I just need to grow in him and just have a better relationship, and thank you for letting us go, and really was a great week, and just help us by praying and just keeping our decisions. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Viviana, and this past week at camp was a really huge blessing. I just want to start off by saying thank you for your prayers towards our youth group, and God really spoke to my heart about stepping up and being a leader in our youth group as I'm getting older, and just really hit me that I'm going to be a senior, and just please pray for me as I become a better soul winner, not because I usually get nervous when we go to soul winning, and not just to pass them up and just invite them to church, just give them the gospel, because I want to see more souls saved in this earth and just see them in heaven.
Hi, my name is Alyssa, and God really spoke to me about being a better witness, and one of the messages was that we need to really spread God's word to people who don't know it. And I realized that a lot of people in the world don't know what God's word is, and that when the rapture happens, that a lot of people will end up dying and not all of them will go to heaven with us. And I would just like to really thank my parents for sending me to camp and letting me have this opportunity, and you guys for helping us go to camp, and Brother Jesse and Miss Julie for taking time off, and as well as Ms. Eva and Brother Juan.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hi, I'm Peyton Sides, and I'm going into the seventh grade, and this is my first year at Southland, and God really spoke to me about reading my Bible more and memorizing scripture, because my head, but my heart as well. God really spoke to me on Wednesday night through Brother Scott Pauley, and the title of his message was, "What Will Thou Have Me to Do?" And that really spoke to me that night, and that night I asked the Lord, "What will thou have me to do?" And I surrendered my life to the Lord. And I just want to thank Brother Jesse and Miss Julie and for taking us to camp, and also Brother Juan and Miss Eva. And I also want to thank my parents for allowing me to go and putting all the time and effort to help me pack and stuff. You should have seen the suitcase I brought. And then I just want to thank you, Brother Crawford and Miss Tanya, for allowing the church to go. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Goins, and I'm... God really spoke to my heart this week about several things, because most of my dad's family isn't saved, and I have several friends that need to get saved, and God really spoke to me to become a better person in order for them to want what I have to get saved, and to just be a better witness to my friends and a better person in general. Thank you.
So, my name's Samantha Day, and I just have to say that this year was definitely way different than any other year I could ever say. Like, the Lord definitely was there, especially in my heart. I found myself not even close to God. Like, I would read my Bible now and then, but I would just read through it. I wouldn't gain anything from it. And I just want God to lead my life, like, step by step. And in order to do that, I need to actually hide his word in my heart and not just memorize it for points or other stuff like that, but to actually do it on my own time. And I just want to be a better testimony. So when other people see me, they know that I have something they don't have. And I just want you to pray for all of us to just keep our convictions. Thank you.
Caitlin. I had a really great time at Southland this year. It was a lot of fun. And one of the messages that really spoke to me was probably one of the first ones that was preached about what we only had 3 hours left to live, you know, before we died. Like, what would people remember of us? It really just convicted me about what people would think of me, and just realizing how much I don't live for God, and how just my spiritual life definitely needs to be worked on, my prayer life and reading my Bible and actually building a relationship with God and getting closer to Him. So I just want to thank Brother Jesse, Miss Julie for taking us, and Brother Juan and Miss Eva, and I want to thank Pastor for letting us go, and I just ask that she'll pray for me to keep my decisions at Amana Camp this year. Thank you.
Hello. I'm very nervous, sorry. My name is Anna, and I had a really good time at Southland this year, and this year I got reassurance of my salvation. I've been doubting for a long time, and then the first message, I just got this gut feeling that I don't think I'm saved, and I need to get this right, and so yes, I got reassurance of my salvation. Please pray for our youth group, and so they keep their decisions.
Hi. Sorry if I'm shaky. I get nervous. Okay. So one of the messages that really spoke to me was one that Brother Polly preached, like Ken said. If you had 3 hours left to live, what would you change? It really made me think about how I treat people. And he said that you would want to make things right with people, especially with God. And there was a lot of things that I have that I had to get right with people. And that was something that really brought my attention to. And I want to thank Miss Julie for always being here for me, for not judging me for all of the issues that I have. And thank all of you for helping us raise the funds for camp. And thank you.
Hello, I'm Jaden. And this was my first time to youth camp. And I want to thank everyone who arranged it and made it possible. But God really spoke to my heart to be a better witness. And one of the preachers preached on, what would you want to change if you knew you died in 3 hours? I would want to change to be a better witness, because there was this girl in our cabin who wasn't saved. And that just made a bigger burden on my heart. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ruth, or as most of you must know, it's Ruthie. And for my first year at camp, it was higher than my expectations were, and it was very fun. And on Tuesday, God spoke to my heart when Brother Scott Polly talked about how if you had 3 hours left to live, what would you do in those 3 hours? For a long time, I have questioned my salvation, and then I started to think, what if I go to hell? So, and I'm not saved. So then I walked out with Miss Julie, and then I got saved.
Amen.
And then on Wednesday night, he said to make a difference where you're at. And I felt a tug on my heart that I was meant to be at the mission field. So I need to keep God first and love the unlovable, because God will use me to make a difference where I go and where I am. And I'd like to thank everyone who sent me and my parents who paid for everything. And thank you.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and my favorite message that was preached was by Scott Polly, and it was about how if we had 3 hours left to live, what would we do different in our life? And the sermon really made me understand that we aren't promised a tomorrow, and that we need to make sure that we're right with God. And before camp, I'd been questioning my salvation for several weeks, and the sermon really pressed on my heart that I needed to get it settled. And I'm excited to say that I got saved at camp. And I'd like to thank Miss Julie and Brother Latta and Miss Eva and Brother Juan for taking time off to come to camp with us, Lord. come to camp with us. And thank the church for all their prayers. And I ask that you pray for me to continue growing in the Lord. And so thank you.
I know a lot of kids have gotten up here and said this was the best year, and it really was. It was different. For one thing, I don't think our teenage boys have ever been so flirted with in their entire lives. You turn around and look at Silas Tramar, and there's like a cluster of girls, and he's just grinning. Tyler Reed got called beautiful. He's beautiful. Samantha was like, these girls are coming up and being nice to me because they like Silas. And then Tyler Reed had a girl with a matching shirt on, and yeah, she even went all out. I mean, it was great. So, and there were others, too. There was lots of girls with apparently a lack of boys in their youth group. So they were all on ours. They were all about ours, all very excited about ours. But one of the neatest things this year is, you know, we've gone, and my husband and I have gone 5 years here and years at other camps and growing up in them. And one of the neatest things is, you know, everybody always says, I want to be better at this. I want to go home and be better with my parents, read my Bible better. But one neat thing about this year was the decisions, not only individually, but as a whole. Our youth group has a very family-like atmosphere. We're family. And one of the neatest things was to hear them get together and to say, this is who we are going to be. This is what our youth group is going to be. We have decided. And it was really neat to watch. You know, Brother Jesse and I can drag people in off the streets, but truthfully, whether or not that teenager stays lies a lot to those kids over there. And it's a lot up to them. And they've always been a pretty good crew, but they really made some decisions about what they're going to be and who they're going to be and what HBC Teens is going to be. So it was exciting to watch this year.
Hello. I'm nervous. I'm always nervous. I don't know why. But first of all, I want to thank Pastor for letting us go to youth camp. Youth camp is always amazing. It's not just for the youth. I always get out of every service, I get something. One of the services, I even wanted to be nicer to my husband. I don't know how that happened. But one of the services from Brother Scully was, and this really did touch my heart, was, they all did, but this one it just stuck with me. We all have very important dates, but there's two most extremely important dates, which is your birthday and your death day. And we all know our birthday. We don't know our death day. So for all we know, it could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. What have we done for the Lord, which is what really matters? So that stuck with me. You know, what have I done? You know, am I doing something for myself, or am I doing something for the Lord? What really matters? I really enjoy working with the kids. They keep me young. I've been 28, I don't know how many years now. So, they're a blessing to me. I get to share special memories with them. I get to have a special connection with them. And, like, I talked to my girls during Sunday school this morning. You know, we are all, you know, back home. We're all on fire for God. We all want to make a difference. We all want to live for God. How long is that going to last? 1 week, 2 weeks, a month? I think that because we have good kids, a lot of the reasons we have good kids is because we have good parents. Okay, so I do pray and I do ask of you, the parents, to continue, you know, to have that relationship with your kids, because the fire that they have for God right now can only last if someone holds them accountable, and who better than your parents? I am very thankful to Brother Jesse and Miss Julie. I wouldn't pick any other youth pastors for my kids. I think the Lord really works through them, you know, with our kids. They're amazing. Your kids are in good hands. So,
good. Well, after my wife said, yeah, pray for me. As you all know, you guys all know me, I am the only Juan here. So first and most of all, I just want to give the glory to God and thank God. I want to thank God for all of you. I want to thank God for the pastor. Thank God for Brother Jesse. Thank God for Miss Julie. I want to thank God for my wife, and thank God for your kids. If you guys would have seen how attentive they were when the preaching was going on, their ears were wide open. It was just amazing. I was sitting in the back, and I could just see all of them, and not just our group, but all the kids there. That's why I think it made it so amazing. I want to thank God for myself because of my job situation. I didn't know if I was going to be able to have a chance to go, but I kept praying from the beginning of the year. I know my wife was doing the same thing, and he gave me that ability to go, and it was just amazing. And I am so glad I had a chance to go, because all the messages, yes, did hit me, but one that hit me the most was the sponsors got preached to away from the kids. And even as a grown adult, I've learned that I got a lot more learning to do myself, especially as a Christian, as a new Christian, beginning a life as a new Christian. So just continue to pray for us and for the youth, and thank you.
Josh is going to come preach in just a second. I'd like to just give a testimony. One of the neat things about going to camp is we get a chance to really just have a week away and just to really pray for your kids, and not just pray for the group, but pray specifically. And we have a sponsor prayer meeting twice a day. We get preached at two separate times other than the teenagers. And one of the things I really prayed for specifically for some of your kids. And on Wednesday, I guess because the Lord's allowed us to be here long enough and have the relationship we do, I get a chance to be pretty bold with the teenagers. And I told the kids as a group, I said, you guys are a good group. I said, but a lot of times we lack being a godly group. And there's a difference. You can be really good and not be godly. And there's no doubt we have good kids. And I challenged them. I said, some of you guys are good, but you're not godly. And was that night we had a service, and a lot of I teach the high school guys. That's kind of my group I get to mentor. And afterwards, I just kind of stood there, and if they wanted to talk, they came over, and it was Jar and B first. And I just put my arms around them because I love them. And by the time I got done, there was about six or seven guys and just kind of sharing their hearts together. And those are special times. And we had a prayer meeting as a group, and there was probably 15 of us. That prayer meeting lasted 30 minutes. And it was all the teenagers on their faces just begging God to make them godly and begging God to make them soul winners. And I just want to thank you all very much. I do want to commend Juan and Eva. And they took off work to be here. They took vacation time. And thank my mother and father-in-law. They came out to watch our kids so that my wife and I could go. And thank you, church, for paying outrageous amounts of money for bake auctions and for supporting teenagers on a regular basis so that we can go and we can meet those needs. It's not a burden to our church. Thank you so much. We're excited to have Joshua. I sure love Josh. It's kind of sad to think he's graduating. We have two interns this year, Josh and Dayton, and so I asked Josh if he'd come and preach for us tonight.
Well, first I'm going to give my camp testimony, and then I'll kind of, I don't really have much of necessarily a sermon, but I just am going to give y'all what I felt just spoke to my heart this week. I already graduated. I'm just leaving. Just to let you know. I noticed a lot of people didn't really talk about, everybody was talking about, you know, what God spoke to them about. Camp was a blast. We had lots of fun. There were lots and lots of games, and I gotta say, I've never had so much mud in my face. There was one time we went in, and so basically they took a fire truck, and they took the water hose and sprayed just a mud pit, and they made it, you know, a little bit over ankle deep, and they put inner tubes in through the middle of it, and each team was on each side. And they numbered all of us, and then if they called your number, you had to go get the inner tube. Well, there were some people that would come, like, nobody in particular, but Little B. They'd come and just take out your legs instead of grabbing an inner tube. And so you face plant in the mud. And so there was a couple times I had to get led to the side and go get some leaves to wipe off my face because I couldn't open my eyes. And just lots and lots of fun games. Blue team definitely wanted to win. And so they did, but I was on the red team, and we pulled a Golden State. We went 5-0. We won five games compared to they won one. Yeah, y'all won one. And then all of a sudden, they came back and won 6-5. And I don't know how in the world it was even possible, because we thought for sure we had at least one more thing we beat them in. But that's whatever. That's just something I can just hold my heart against them. But I... If you would just turn your Bible to Acts chapter 9, Lots of people talked about a lot of the different sermons. There were a bunch of them. Definitely every single one touched my heart and spoke to me. But I know one of the sermons that a lot of them kept bringing up was from Psalms 107:2. And it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." And he took that verse and just absolutely, it was amazing. He took it and he was talking about how every Christian should say so. All the redeemed should say so. They should come out and stand up and stand for God. And so that was definitely probably my second favorite message that was preached. But my first one is one that definitely hit me just because it's where I'm at right now. And it was the, "What will thou have me to do?" Because honestly, I have no clue what God wants me to do. And so I keep getting all sorts of questions. They're like, "So where are you going to college?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to college at West Coast." "Oh, what are you doing?" "I don't know." And so I just kind of go on after that. But in Acts chapter 9, it's the story of Saul going to Damascus. And it says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem." And this way is just talking about them being Christians, them being God, just following Christ. And then it goes on to say, "And as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined a light, or shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." And so in that, of course, the pastor explained a lot more than what I could possibly explain, because I don't know what all of it exactly means. But I just remember the thought, "What will thou have me to do?" And it just made me think, like, I don't want to get away from God like Saul was. He was definitely away from God. He was killing Christians. And obviously I'm not going to go around killing Christians, but I don't want to, like, backslide. I don't want to get into a point where I don't even really recognize God. I don't want to get to a point where I'm doing stuff and just, I don't want to get there. And so I just don't want to have a major sign that God comes down and does something to me, or does something to someone that I love, does something to someone that I know. And that I don't want to have to go through that. And I would rather it just be something where I'm staying in God's will, and I just keep going for him. And even though I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, I feel that he is definitely wanting me to go to West Coast. And so I'm hoping while I'm out there, you know, as long as I stay in his will, as long as I do what he wants me to do while I'm out there, that he will show me exactly what he wants me to do. And so while he was preaching that message, it just really hit me, like, what will that have me to do? You know, Saul asked the question. I kept asking the question because I don't know. And so that definitely touched my heart the most, about just, what will that have me to do? And now the preacher explained it, and it definitely hit me that all I have to do is just stay in his will, and he will show me exactly what he wants me to do. And so that is my sermon. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm just going to let my dad come up and do what he wants to do. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing us all to go to camp, Lord. I know we all had a lot of fun, and lots of lives and hearts were touched, Lord. And I pray that you just be with all the commitments that they made. I pray that you just help them to keep them, help us to be accountable to each other, and help us to keep each other accountable in what our decisions were in staying in our Bible and just living for you, Lord. I pray that you just help me as I go to college, help me to stay in your will, help me to just live for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We always every year see the young people giving their favorite messages, and we've seen a couple of them, those tonight. What would you have me to do? You know, we need to remember as Christians, as children of the Lord, that we need to stay in the will of God. And in order to do that, it's the sermon this morning. It's just staying right with the Lord and going forward for him. I appreciate, again, Brother Latta and Miss Latta and the just their efforts and all the work they put into it. And again, Miss Eva, Brother Juan, thank you guys for taking the time off and be there for our young people. What a blessing. And our church investing in these young people's lives. We get complimented all the time about our young people, all the time. We have visitors come to our church and they say, man, you've got a good group of young people. And we do. And I want to remind you, of course, I'd love to mention tonight of the parents. The parents are the primary reason why. But also the church making a concerted effort to invest in these young people. And appreciate your sacrifice. And a lot of you buying cakes for $300 was just ridiculous, you know. But God uses that. And as I said this morning, you come tonight to see the value of ministry, to hear the testimonies. And I hope tonight something has touched your heart. It was one of the things the kids said, or one of the young people said something that would touch your heart. Let's all stand.